Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here, let's get it. I got 5 hours. It's a sprint, not a marathon. Another KM to AM on The Fan in New York. Happy to be here, ready to talk to everybody about the sports. The sports are sportsing, and we've got the World Series on tonight. Your New York Knicks on tonight. Brian Daboll on the hot seat tonight. I'm not going to entertain that too much. I mean, I'll take your calls on it. I don't know why everybody wants to fire the guy right now. It's not going to happen. The Jets on a bye. And, we'll start with the World Series. We'll unpack that. We'll get into everything else. It's just interesting how, you know, the most wonderful time shakes out. If you listen to me, I always say, it's the most wonderful time in regards to this time of the year. Like, Christmas is cool, but this time of the year where we have what's called the sports equinox like we had last night, whatever you're into is on. And if you're like me and you're into all four major sports, you've got an eye on everything. So we had the sports equinox last night. And who stole the show? Not Monday Night Football, as the Chiefs dominated the Commanders without Jaden Daniels. Not the NHL slate. Not the NBA slate. The World Series. Major League Baseball won in a big way. That game took forever. You know, that's one thing. Like, it was on forever. So even if you did watch Monday Night Football, even if you did watch one of the hockey games, that's a 6.5-hour game. And it's across time zones, right? They were out west in Cali, but, you know, they were cutting to Japan. And people watching where Ohtani grew up. Obviously, all of Canada is watching, rooting for the Toronto Blue Jays. And most of America is watching. I was even doing the show last night, which is great, right? Because, you know, I started watching the game at home. I made a joke. I was like, you know, I took the train last night. And my parlay for the game cashed at like 10:30. I didn't have to see the whole game through. I kind of wish I did a little bit more after you see them put up, you know, 16 hits for the Dodgers, 15 hits for the Blue Jays, 11 total runs, 18 innings. I wish I bet a little bit more. There was a lot to be had there. But, you know, I'm hearing a lot of people today talk about whether they went to sleep or not. I didn't go to sleep last night until like 3:45 in the morning. And I was in here watching the game, and I got a couple calls like, hey, man, talk about the World Series. I'm like, I'm watching it. I think it was Richie in Queens that was like, you're like 30 seconds ahead. So like your reactions, I was like, okay, I don't want to give it away. But again, you know, I found myself rooting for the Dodgers. And going into this World Series matchup, as a Yankee fan, I'm down on baseball. Can't root for either one of these teams. Lesser of two evils. This sucks. Hockey is better than baseball. I was, you know, jokingly putting out there, I'm more into puck now. But when you get a classic like that, if you're actually a baseball fan, it doesn't matter who you're rooting for. You're rooting for the game. 888-808-1019. We were just rooting for that game to continue. We were rooting for the dramatics of that game. We were rooting for anything to happen in that game to continue to make it memorable and something that you'll never forget. And there were so many twists and turns in the game as I was on air. I was reading from Underdog MLB, World Series Game 3 highlights. Ohtani intentionally walked three times. We'll come back to that. Kershaw escapes the jam. Dodgers 10th inning relay. Ohtani thrown out at second. Edmund nails IKF at third. Ohtani's second homer ties it. Vlad's mad dash from first. Vlad's throw gets a runner at third. Kirk with the three-run homer. Barger with the cannon at the plate. Ohtani's first homer. Teoscar's solo shot. Bo Bichette picked off after a late strike call. Like, it was a crazy game. A lot of different highlights on offense and defense. But the main takeaway that people are talking about today or having today, the main take today is about the intentional walk. And, like, there should be some type of rule to change it or limit it. I disagree. Everybody's also saying that Ohtani's the best player ever, the greatest we've ever seen, right? Sure. So why would you pitch to that guy? If this is the outright best player you've ever seen, a guy that hits 50 home runs, a guy that leads off, has the most at-bats, the guy who will also be the starting pitcher on the mound tonight, why would you pitch to him? You take him out of the game because you can. John Schneider did this all year against Aaron Judge. I'm not pitching to Ohtani. Even if there's a situation that calls for it, they pitch around him. So what are you talking about? Like, oh, you should only be able to intentionally walk a guy twice. Well, then they'll just pitch around him like Little did. Little didn't give him a strike to hit. So I think that's just like strategy. I think that's smart. There was a viral video of Ryan Howard, Gary Sheffield, Shane Victorino, like some former players in a suite. And every time Ohtani was coming up, they were putting up the four. Walk him. Walk him. Why would you let the guy that hits 50 homers in his building be the guy to end the game, to walk you off? Let somebody else beat you. It's pretty simple. They're never changing that. They're never changing the intentional walk. Now, they've already changed the game for Ohtani, obviously, because he's a pitcher and a hitter. You know, tonight, whenever they pull him from the game, he'll stay in the game as a hitter. I was also here the night and watch live Ohtani hit three home runs to end the Brewers season for them to sweep the Brewers. And then after that first game of this World Series, they flashed the stat once Toronto won that, like, you know, the teams that go seven games in the CS versus teams that sweep in the CS are more likely to beat the teams that sweep, whatever. Now, the numbers that we're looking at are, you know, I think it's 60, 70% of the teams that win game three go on to win the World Series. The Dodgers had to win that game last night. And even the thought of a position player pitching is nuts. But it's strategy, right? Because it's a seven.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
In game series, potentially, you got to do what you got to do. You do have a game tomorrow and the next day. They were running out of arms. But you know what? With all the talk about the Los Angeles deferrals and the super team that they have and the loophole that they exploit, you get a performance out of a guy named Will Klein, who most people had no idea who he was, myself included. I don't act like I know everybody in Major League Baseball. Shout out to Pitchers Clips on Instagram. They compiled all this stuff about Will Klein. They said, you know, from Danny Vetti, this will go down as the Will Klein game. On a super team with $300 million plus in contracts all over the field, it was the last guy in the bullpen making league minimum who had been released by three teams. Started the year in the minors,
and left off the playoff roster until the World Series. That gets it done. He gets the win. That performance with the world watching, incredible. Will Klein, postseason legend forever. This came from the degenerates at DGen Betting. Four scoreless innings, 70-plus pitches. He had never thrown more than 40 in a game before. Had a career ERA above 5. Bravo, man. You know, something I always say, I remember saying this about the night Cam Schlittler went out there and dominated the Red Sox. I remember the nervous energy in Yankee Stadium. And, you know, I kept yelling out, Yanks in 3. And then as I'm talking to people, I'm like, you all right? You all right? I'm like, listen, be happy that you're at this game. And as we watched Dodger Stadium last night, nobody left. Everybody was on their feet. They had nowhere to go. Shout out to Major League Baseball for not having Manfred's man on second. How many times you hear me say, until they kick us out? We don't need it in the regular season. And look, we had the Detroit Tigers versus the Seattle Mariners with a classic. That just got beat by last night's game because they're not putting a ghost runner on second. They're letting the game play out. And if you're a real baseball fan, right, they always say, you know, baseball is a thinking man sport. You know, baseball is slow to a slow mind. There were so many little things to think about. Will Klein went to Eastern Illinois. He was a fifth-round pick. Traded by Kansas City, DFA'd by the Athletics. Traded for international bonus pool money. DFA'd by the Mariners. Like, the journey of this guy to go legend. Gabe Smallson writes, Will Klein had never pitched more than 2 innings in any of his 23 MLB appearances before tonight. His 72 pitches across 4 scoreless frames and only 1 hit allowed saved the Dodgers en route to Freddie Freeman's walk-off dinger. And that's where I go to Freddie. It was always Freddie. It was always Freddie. Even in that game, he was close. And after the game, he talked about his swings getting better. So, yeah, I mean, if you want to walk Ohtani and let somebody else beat you, Freddie Freeman is there. He's ready for the moment. Only guy with 2 walk-off home runs in the World Series. He did it in the first game in their building last year. He did it in the first game in their building this year. And you know what? Freddie is Canadian. God bless his family. Rest in peace to his mother. He plays for Team Canada in a World Baseball Classic. How about the World Baseball Classic coming up? And Canada and Japan and America and every other team that's mixed in from the Dominican Republic to Puerto Rico to Mexico, having all those players, all those eyes on the game. Baseball won. So I found myself last night finishing my show here, listening to Big Mac's show. I was so happy for Big Mac because Big Mac's such a baseball guy. It's rare that he ever comes on at 2 in the morning and there's a World Series game on, let alone any baseball game on that we care about to talk about. And then I hung out here for a little while. Then I had to get on the train. And by the time I got to the train, I watched Freddie Freeman, no doubt, center field, home run down at the PATH train on my phone. And I just laughed, like, of course. It was always Freddie. It was always going to land on Freddie Freeman. So an epic game. So many things to take away from that game. George Springer gets hurt. And when he got hurt against the Mariners, and he kind of paid their fans back, people made a lot about fans cheering, booing. I mean, George Springer is a villain. He cheated with the Astros. People don't like him. Now, I'm not saying that you should boo, or I'm not saying that you should cheer someone's injury or anything like that. He gets booed. He gets the cheater chance. But it happened again against the Dodgers. They want that guy out of the game. They don't want to have to face him. And they won't have to face him tonight. He's not in the lineup. Bo Bichette is in at DH. Ohtani's on the mound. And I'm looking forward to seeing it. I'm looking forward to watching it. I wasn't looking forward to this World Series. Just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in with this matchup and just the style of play. And you know what I found myself thinking as I was watching the game last night? The Yankees could never play this kind of game. Yankees would have been done. They don't have the pitching. They don't have the hitting. They don't have the defense. They could never get to 18 innings. I don't even think they get to 12, 13 when it matters the most. 888-808-1019. We'll start with the World Series conversation. We'll unpack those things as we get closer to 8 o'clock. Then the Knicks will be on as well. We'll definitely talk about the Knicks. A lot of Knicks fans disgruntled with the showing in Miami, and now there's a lot of criticism. And you knew it was going to come, right? New regime, new head coach, new style, new system, new players. You know, there are the Knicks fans that were delighted with the first 2 wins at home, saying, look how different this is. Oh, yeah, we got it. And then you knew those pessimistic Knicks fans were waiting for their opportunity to be like, see, look what happened down in Miami. So they have another road game tonight against Giannis and the Bucks. Giannis, who everybody knows, wants to be in New York. He's not going to be here, though. You got Mikal Bridges, you got Carl Anthony Towns, and you got to win with them. 888-808-1019. Of course, we will get to Brian Daboll, Joe Shane, Jackson Dart, as the Giants get ready to come home and face the 49ers. And like I said a few minutes ago, kind of joking about, like, I just don't think that they're firing Brian Daboll. Definitely not this year. And then he's got one more year on his contract. You don't think that they're going to give him one more year with Jackson Dart? They're not going to rock the boat. He could lose the rest of these games. But that's the thing. I don't think he's losing the rest of these games. He's got to coach these guys up. They got a scheme. They got a game plan. In game, he's got to be better. And you know what? It's not going to be easy because now you're down Micah McFadden, Malik Nabers, Paulson Adebo, Javon Holland, you know what I'm saying? Cordell Flott, a bunch of other guys mixed in between, but nobody feels bad for you. You have the toughest strength of schedule, and this is the NFL where everybody's hurt. Everybody's banged up. And your rookie quarterback is getting a lot of praise, but now he doesn't have Cam Scataboo. So these guys got to figure it out. They should be able to beat the 49ers in their building. They need a win. We made a lot out of two wins, beating the Chargers and beating the Eagles. There were people talking playoffs, some people smelling the division. I never bit on it. I'm just like, hey, let's take it easy. It's fun. There's some life. There's some juice. But now, some bumps in the road. Brian Daboll has to go out there with his coaching staff, Shane Bowen, you as well, Mike Kafka, you as well, and find a way to get some wins down the stretch. If they keep losing, we're going to be talking about what are they doing with another top 10 pick. Right now on Tankathon, there's six. And the Jets, hey, enjoy it. You're not going to lose this week. You're not going to lose back-to-back weeks. They're on a bye week, but I'm sure we'll find a way to talk about Aaron Glenn, Justin Fields, Woody Johnson, and what the Jets are looking ahead to when they face the Browns at home. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We're 15 minutes in. There's my open. I've got 5 hours tonight. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to talk to me. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.